Welcome to prayer at the close of day for Saturday, November 27th, 2021, the eve of the season of Advent. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, hasten to help us. The Lord grant us a restful night and peace at the last. Amen. Almighty God, Maker of all things, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, Giver of life, have mercy on us. God of the future, you are coming in power to bring all nations under your rule. We confess that we have not expected your kingdom, for we live casual lives, ignoring your promised judgment. We accept lies as truth, exploit neighbors, abuse the earth, and refuse your justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your way and to seek things that will endure when Christ comes to judge the world. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord, who answered me and delivered me from all my terrors. Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be downcast. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing. The lions are in want and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good. Come, children, and listen to me. I will teach you reverence for the Lord. Who among you takes pleasure in life and desires long life to enjoy prosperity? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from lying words. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and God's ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to erase the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them and delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those whose spirits are crushed. Many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from every one. God will keep safe all their bones, not one of them shall be broken. Evil will bring death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. O Lord, you redeem the life of your servants, and those who put their trust in you will not be punished. O God, graciously hear us, for we seek you alone. Deliver us from our fears and terrors. Quiet us with the peace that passes understanding, and let us taste your goodness, which makes us radiant with joy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A brief reading from Holy Scripture. We wait for a new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by the Lord at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. O God, you have designed this wonderful world and know all things good for us. Give us such faith that by day and by night, at all times and in all places, we may, without fear, entrust those who are dear to us to your never-failing love, in this life and in the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. May Almighty God bless, preserve, and keep us this night and forevermore. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.